So, new year, new theme from Unity. And I don't know that when I'm gone, if the other minister or ministers, especially since we're going to have guest speakers in the gap, are going to go with the theme, but I'm going to start it off just because that was the train I was on. And so the whole theme for the year from Unity is seeing through spiritual lenses. And each month, we talk about different things so that we are more equipped to see through spiritual lenses. And when we talk about spiritual lenses, we're talking about lenses from not our humanness, but from our spirit. Lenses that don't come from this world, but comes from a place that is mysterious to us most of the time. Which is the theme, by the way, mystery for the month. I don't know about you, this is one of the things I've never shared about myself. Not too many people know this, but I am a lover of mysteries. Well, at least in fictional component. Give me a good murder mystery, I'm in it. Books, except for the self-help and the spiritual stuff to get prepared for the talks, if it's a leisurely sort of reading, I love murder mystery. And as a monk and as a minister, people are usually taken aback with the fact that I love those shows like Law and Order or the forensic, those real-life forensic shows where you look at the murder scene and they figure it out. And people look at me and like, you're really a monk? And I'm like, yeah. And what I adore about them are their puzzle pieces that come together, and our minds are so brilliant and technology is so brilliant, we can figure out this puzzle. But I don't know about you, that's only in fictional or in live things, because as humans, it seems like we're made to solve mysteries. That is what we love to do, is figure it out. And yet, we get so perplexed, we get so in angst with the things that we can't explain. And so the mission for this month is being comfortable and enjoying the mystery. I don't want to step on bumping to Daniel's guitar again. It's enjoying the ride, it's enjoying the mystery, because the truth is that life is a mystery, which we'll talk about next week. Today we're going to talk about the mysterious thing, the mysterious entity, that which we call God, which other people call it by different names. In Silent Unity, I had to call God in different things, because in Silent Unity, the telephone prayer ministry, we spoke and prayed to everyone. So I prayed in the name of God. I prayed in the name of Jesus. I prayed in the name of Allah. I prayed to the goddess. I've prayed to some creative names to God, and it is all right because God is everything present, which is what truly is a mystery. One of my favorite stories is about a little boy, and I'll make it short because you've all heard it. It's about a little boy who is drawing. His teacher comes to him and says, Johnny, what are you drawing? And he said, it's a picture of God. And the teacher said, no one knows what God looks like. And the little boy said, well, they will when they see this picture. And so part of the divine paradox of this mystery is that with every face we look at, with every aspect, every tree, every blade of grass, every flower, every carpeting, every floor, because God is everywhere present, we know that in everything that we look at, we are seeing a representation of God. God is that energy, that common denominator of energy, no matter how fast or how slow it is moving. God in this form is a very, very personal God. And so in this time, I can hear you saying, well, Crystal, you've talked about God and knowing God and getting to know God. And what are you saying? God is a mystery. God isn't a mystery. I know God. That's what I'm wanting to learn. And that is what I want you to continue to learn, is the God that is within you, the God that created you, the God that you are. And yet, how can we know everything that is God? It is like we are saying, or I'm telling you, to know everything that is God is to know every single person on this planet intimately, to know every blade of grass, to know every flower in an intimate way. Does that start blowing your mind when you start trying to imagine the entirety of God and trying to get to know that? But that is the beauty of God. It is an infinite flow of beauty that is ever-changing and we are incapable of knowing who it is. And that, my beloved, is where we as humans become angst-ridden. Because we don't want to trust or have faith in something that we can't fully understand. You know, before I came here, I lived in Missouri. It's the show me state. And so we as humans are like, Missouri, show me, prove to me, let me see you. That's the only way I will have faith in that which is known to me. Because I need to feel it in my senses. I need to see you. So I'm all right with unity telling me I can see it. I am the face of God. I am the breath of God. I am this of God. Okay, I can handle that because I can see it. It's tangible. I'm the voice, the songs, the beautiful songs. That is an aspect of God. Okay, I can hear it. But what about those things that we don't know? In unity, we often say that there's a divine paradox. That there is a duality in God. That God is man and female. The actual absolute aspect is God is none of that. For God is only energy. It isn't form. God is that which is unchanging. God is constantly changing. Yes, that is true. How can God not be changing and ever changing, because we live in a relative world where change is constant. And God is unchanging because God is the truth of everything. Because God is energy. God is being. God is all. God is law. God is grace. God is mother. God is father. God is reflective. But God is far more than the duality that I even teach in unity. Because there is something more than our human perception can handle. See, the duality, we can handle two. We can even handle three. But when we start going into four, five, infinite, we lose ourselves. And the thing is that we don't want to lose ourselves. But God, as the mystery, is all about losing ourselves into the emptiness, into the breath. And to the joys that are God, that are constantly changing. It's about embracing and being happy and letting God be God as God is. Or you can allow Dennis Ryan to be Dennis Ryan as he is, as God, as Dennis Ryan, just stepped through the door as I was saying that. We need to take comfort in the mystery of God, just as we take comfort, hopefully if you've had great parents, as the beloved parent, the beloved mother, the beloved father who cradles you and hugs you, even as an adult. And if not them, the beloved, the person who you get the most comfort for, the mystery of God should be embraced just like that. Because the truth is that the mystery of God is our greatest blessing. It is not our greatest detriment. And it is seen throughout the multitudes of all religions. And most religions say the same thing. I'd like to read some of them to you from the Quran of Islam. No vision can grasp him, but his grasp is over all vision. He is above all comprehension, yet is acquainted with all things. God is everywhere present, though we might not understand it, because God is everything. From Hinduism, we have, if you think that you know well the truth of Brahma, the creator, know that you know little. What you think to be Brahma is yourself, or what you think to be Brahman is the gods. That is not Brahman. what is indeed the truth of Brahma, you must therefore learn. I cannot say that I know Brahman fully, nor can I say that I know him not. He among us knows him best who understands the spirit of the words, nor do I know that I know him not. He truly knows Brahman who knows him as beyond knowledge. He who thinks that he knows, knows not. The ignorant think that Brahman is known, but the wise know him to be beyond knowledge. And from Judaism and Christianity, from Job, can you find out the deep things of God? Can you find out the limits of the Almighty? This higher than heaven, what can you do? Deeper than Sheol, what can you know? Its measure is longer than the earth and broader than the sea. How do we know God? That is why it's important to understand the personal. But to understand the personal limits God. No longer becomes a mystery when it comes into form. For the truth of God is in an emptiness, in an unknowing, is in the aspect of nothingness. And nothingness is hard to grasp. Nothingness is that which we fear. We fear the thought of having nothing. Yet we are created from the vast void of the chaos of nothingness. Beloveds, until we embrace and enjoy the flow of the truth of the mysteries that we will never know of God, we will always be constantly on the hamster wheel of trying to figure it out instead of just being and enjoying. Being in the midst of the flow and trusting in the brilliance of this nothingness that will manifest into greatness if you allow yourself to flow with the mystery, if you allow yourself to open up to the mystery and not try to fight it. I know that's counterintuitive, especially here in the Western world. When we talk about that we have to have the goals, we have to visualize having vision boards, we have to have this and that, and those are all good. Those are great. And yet, for us to reach those goals, there has to be an openness, a willingness to first open up to the mysteries of God, to the creative flow, and allow those mysteries to come out of the darkness of nothingness and be presented to you. It is that, when we are open to it, that we don't have the doors closed, we're not denying or closing off the windows to God coming in and showing us and telling us where to go. See, that's where we are as humans most of the time. I remember all the times that I was in Unity, at least twice a week, probably more, I'm being very conservative, someone would call in and they would say, I know that God does not have time for my small prayers. I couldn't preach, so I couldn't say, no, beloved, don't think that, or I would have been fired. But I felt it in my soul, and hopefully in the prayers they understood that it is God's will as infinite to be able to touch each and every aspect of this world and beyond, as the Bible says, beyond the universe, beyond the galaxies. And that is hard for us to grasp because we want to stay in the minute. We want to keep God not mysterious, but in its finite form. But seeing with spiritual eyes comes in knowing that there are far greater things that we will not know. And that is good. It is all right not to know and to have faith that God's will of good is far greater than anything that our limited thinking can imagine. Think about your greatest dream that came true and you think, I never thought we could imagine it. I mean, even Daniel Namad, even Jana Stanfield. This ministry, Roger and I, we thought, huh, these are known superstars of the Unity movement and beyond. How can our perceived small ministry harness such greatness to come here? And once we released the limited thinking that we had and said, we are beloved, we are great, and we are worthy of deserving of God's greatness, and we invite this energy to come, there it is. There's Jana, and I am assured that Ricky Byers will be here as well, because we have that energy. We are not only seeing the finite, we are knowing the infinite. We are knowing the mysteries. It's interesting. We didn't know how. We just found out the mystery of how Daniel got here so quickly. But the reality is that we put our consciousness into the mystery. We had a fallacy of thought that Daniel only hovers in the West Coast, never to travel except rarely over here. And yet, here he is. The mystery of God. Don't ever stop it or let it flow. We don't need to know how it's going to happen. All we need to do is trust that even though we can't comprehend it, there is infinite possibilities in this mysterious way that God operates. And we still hold on to the personal God. That is true. Don't ever let go of the personal God. But also allow God to be God and it's infinite. You can allow the personal relationship in its finite form, but never ever keep God in your left pocket. Never ever keep God as this boxed-in entity. Because the more we keep it in as a boxed-in entity, the less we'll accept change. The less we accept change, the more we stay in our muck and mire. The more we stay in our muck and mire, we will never see heaven here on earth the way it is supposed to be. Free yourself from the stagnation of your limited thinking and allow yourself to plunge headfirst into the mysteries and allow yourself to flow in the river and allow it to go wherever it is going to go. Just trust that if God is showing you the mysteries of life, saying, get on this boat and float this way, and you know when it's God, you know that still small voice. Or for me, the more you hear the still small voice and you move with it, it becomes more audible. Your senses recognize it. Your senses can recognize that of the world and that of the spirit. And you start to see with spiritual eyes. And the more you practice, the more open your spiritual eyes see. And the more you trust in the mysterious that is awaiting for you, because you realize that if God is guiding you, there's only greatness. And there is greatness in that mystery beyond your imagination. And so I leave you by saying, don't allow your imagination to limit you. Continue to move forward. Ask God, allow me to see that which I cannot see. Implant within me, impregnate me with your visions of greatness. For me, myself, in my temple, in my heaven, in my world. And the more that we individually do that, the more that we see that our visions of greatness for our world will be made manifest wholeheartedly in this world. And so again, beloved, invite God's mystery, have faith in God's mystery, and move forward so that you also can see through spiritual lens. May we have our affirmation. And so, I was mouthy this Wednesday. So allow me to read this to you. If it vibrates the second time around, we can say it together. Spirit, though I cannot experience the infinite fullness of you, my heart and soul still desire a closer walk with you. I align myself with you, God, to more fully experience your presence and gain insight into your will of good for me. If you can, if that feels right to you, if you want to affirm that, let us speak that together. And if other words come to you that feel better, please allow God to guide you that way. Together. Spirit, though I cannot experience the infinite fullness of you, my heart and soul still desire a closer walk with you. I align myself with you, God, to more fully experience your presence and gain insight into your will of good for me. And so it is. Amen.